Please enjoy this special anniversary dose of National Day Riffs, beloved. The Tale of the Horseless Headsman. Digitally remastered in high fidelity stereo, and with spine tingling, edge of your seat, brand spanking new footage. Thank you.
Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate sketch comedy podcast. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm Adam Carbone, the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Good luck with that. On this special Halloween edition of National Day Riff, we proudly present The Tale of the Horseless Headsman.
Can't wait. I'm going to get me some homemade caramel apples, a warm comfy blanket, and some hot cocoa.
You mean a microwave pizza, sweats, and a bottle of Jack?
Yes.
That's what I thought. A headsman, or executioner, was responsible for, beheading those proven guilty of horrific crimes and sentenced to death.
Off with the heads, I say.
I already cracked open the jack, huh?
Yes.
As a boy, young Addison had always aspired to execute those who deserved it.
Perfect.
Young Addison, how about the aspire to become a nerdy bean counter virgin until you're 30, like thy daddy?
It's well at a bit.
He's my own son, and I love it that jet. Nay, I'll stick it up and twist it.
A talking severed head? Now that is amazing.
Young Addison, now that daddy and daddy's Ed, Art, and Evan... How about
Mommy, I love you.
And mummy choice to love it, thee, which is way for I be staying with me, mon, peapot, that new undisclosed dwelling until you put it in a cage or accidentally bed yourself.
Beach! That was me, oh shit!
FaceTime language, son!
Sorry, Mom! Wait, what?
As Addison matured into an adult executioner, being horseless meant he was often late for his executions.
Couldn't he just get another horse?
Someone who beheads others for a living probably isn't the sharpest tool in the shed. No pun intended. A small crowd gathered in the town square.
As magistrate of this fine land, I cannot fathom anyone I'd rather have behind the blight of punishment than Addison, the tardy executioner. And even though he's oft behind schedule, if it be true the times came that I succumbed to the perils of evil, I will be honored for Addison.
Careful what thee wishes for, fusty sir.
Thou art rather abusive to thy mistress and offspring, I say.
If my lady hasn't supper upon the table at the hour I receiveth the homestead, then she must suffer the consequences.
I say off with his head, I say I do.
Off with his head!
Off with his head and one of his arms.
Although winded and sweating like the horse he didn't have, Addison finally made it to the town square.
Oh, sorry I'm late. I'm in a horse.
Not that gent, mate. That one.
Oh, shit. Mine own bad.
Now wait one moment here. Your informal lady.
I won't come and come for supper.
Wow! Another talking severed head. This is awesome. Thank you.
They were clapping for Addison.
Okay, I'm feeling dizzy. Another talk. I need to sit down.
Why don't you go take a little nap, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
As self-appointed magistrate pro tem. As self-appointed magistrate pro tem, I hereby bequeath that Addison the tardy executioner is beast hereinafter known in perpetuity and throughout the universe as the Horseless Headsman.
Now, fair has a nice ring to it.
You know, couldn't that gent just receive it another horse?
That's what I'm saying.
Shh. Go back to sleep now.
Yes.
I'll have me bequeathment notarized and framed up real nice for you, mate.
Oh, shucks. Thank you for thee. I'm humbled on
honoured and beside myself to beast bequeathed the title of the Orsus Edsman.
Hello, there's a green horse 10 feet from thee. Seriously, brother, I mean, thee can have this horse. I mean, he's stout. Just try to help, shit.
As a token of mine own appreciation, I'd like to offer 50% of the eddings for the next 24 hours. And with each order, I shall throw in a bonus maiming for someone that yon pissed thee off, but doesn't quite deserve said torturer's death.
That has a nice ring to it.
From that moment on, the horseless headsman traipsed on foot throughout the land, despite being offered horses, wagons, dog sleds, even piggyback rides, and beheaded those who deserved it, and a few that might not have.
Hey, shit happens. Right? No? Okay.
We hope you've enjoyed We've got a developing story that we've been following for some time. Let's go live to the scene with Sean Michael Byer for the latest. Sean?
Thanks, Steve. I'm coming to you live via the Dark Ages, here with Addison, the Horseless Headsman.
Thank you for having me, Lord Sean.
You're welcome. It's my understanding you have some exciting news to report.
Yes, I do. After years of roaming the state on me feet, I am fashioned to announce it. I aveth me own horse.
Oh my, now that is wonderful news. Congratulations.
Oh.
But then, you'll no longer be the horseless headsman. Would you care to comment?
Oh, fucketh me. I hadn't before about that.
No, we had the messenger.
Mine own bad.
Hi, I'm Nick Pasquale, the voice of Addison, the Horseless Edsman. If you enjoy listening to National Day Riff as much as we love making it, please show your support by subscribing on your favorite podcast app, leave us a 5-star review, and share on social media. That would be brilliant. I thank you for it. Cheers.
National Day Riff is written and produced by yours truly, stars the voices of Nick Pasquale, Adam Carbone, and Angela Hicks. Our special guest voices today are Michael G. Nathan, Jennifer Tung, Michael Richard Thrasher, and featuring Mike Dargatis, Anna Carbone, Susan Pasquale, and David Carbone Jr. Audio is designed, engineered, and mixed by Shadow Mercury and produced at the Ice Cream Films and Media Studio overlooking beautiful downtown Sherman Oaks, California.
Ice Cream Films and Media.